Let's talk with those on behalf of Local Firsts. Good things happening under Local Firsts, the mission to lead the development of an economy grounded in local ownership that meets the basic needs of people, builds local wealth and social capital. Our membership has its privileges, and one of those is to get to attend the Fork Fests in our area. The Lakeshore Fork Fest right around the corner come Thursday, September 20th. Let's talk about it. Shannon Garrett, Local First Lakeshore Membership Coordinator. Good morning to you, Shannon.
Glad Good morning, Shelley.
Wearing that hat today. Kate Bolt, owner and operator of Living Lark. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Nice that we are here. You brought in swag, and we can just pretend that the Fork Fest is happening in the studio. Mm-hmm. All right, Shannon, tell me more about your role with Local First.
Sure. Well, I'm actually a member of Local First as well as the Lakeshore Member Coordinator. Local First is a nonprofit organization for businesses in West Michigan that are headquartered and independently owned right here in West Michigan. We believe that it's an important part of developing our economy to have local ownership that keeps jobs here locally, keeps dollars here locally, that you know when you're going into these stores, you are supporting people who live in your neighborhood and in your community. So I'm a member with my own business. I'm a political consulting firm, and I've been a member of Local First. And then when they had the opportunity to help them expand on the lakeshore, I jumped at that opportunity.
And what's the name of your, you want to give yourself a shout out?
Sure. Yeah. My business is SMG Strategies. I work with people who are running for political office, mainly with down ballot candidates and people from underrepresented populations.
Thanks for what you do. All right, Kate, let's talk about Living Lark.
Yes, Living Lark is my company. It's recipe writing and event planning. I have recipes that are healthy for your lifestyle all week and then some splurges and larks on the weekend. And then that grew into event planning, and that's how I got connected to Local First.
How did you find this niche?
Well, I was a mom who had no creative outlet, and I just needed to just get myself back and write all of my recipes down was the way that I did that. And now I have a website with over 70-gallon-sized cocktails, which is super fun. It's a fun way to entertain, just to put everything in a bowl, just like they did in the 60s, and, you know, kind of get the whole crowd going and then not have to, you know, sit around the cocktail mixer the whole time. Yeah.
You are involved with Lakeshore Fork Fest. How?
I am the event coordinator. I just love Local First. I'm also a member. And the benefit is that I just get connected to all these other entrepreneurs. And I get the chance now to just get everybody together. And I live in Holland, so it was a good opportunity to help Local First connect to Holland. And Shannon is a part of that, too. So we both know different people and get different vendors involved. It's really been fun.
September 20th is going to be fun with your leadership. Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's go through the details of this Lakeshore Fork Fest that does happen Thursday, September 20th in the evening. When and where?
Warehouse 6. It's a new location for us. Sentoani makes beautiful wood furniture, and their showroom is in Warehouse 6. And it's a gorgeous event space, 136 East 6th Street in Holland.
All right, 136 East 6th Street in Holland. I'll MapQuest that. Obviously, there's an affordable cost. Is this kid-friendly?
Well, it's $40 at the door. Kids under 10 are free. Cool. I think that it's more of an adult event, but I told my husband that my kids could stop by. So I feel like it's going to be first adults, but some kids are there. They're free.
It is definitely a kid-friendly event. And we will have four bars. Coppercraft Distillery, Great Legs Winery, Farmhouse Cider, and also, what is our last one? Coppercraft and New Holland Brewery. One ticket price, $45 ahead of time or $40 at the door. Get you one drink ticket. You can purchase additional tickets to try all the beverages. And then we have all of our food vendors there who will give away bite-sized samples. And we'll also have a live artist as well as live music and all sorts of good stuff. Personal chef will be doing a chef demonstration. So I think that there's, you know, something for kids. And
what'd you say?
Oh, we have a selfie station. Oh, so you can, even the introverts can feel fun at this event. Like, they don't have to talk to everyone. They can just go do all these activities. And I want to say, too, for kids, there is a mocktail. I'm making up a mojito with rhubarb. So it's not all about the bars.
Yeah. Or the designated driver.
Exactly.
You know, let's go there. Let's dig more into, thinking of the night, doors open 6:30-ish, you can stay till 9. Who is your, do you have the name of the live music? Or?
Yes, his name is Marcel Arocha. He's music, rhythmic folk, and super fun, and I think he's going to be a great addition. There's going to be so many things going on, and in between that, he'll be singing and playing.
There is live art. What's this about?
Yeah, my friend Meredith Riddle shows at La Fonse Gallery. Her work is gorgeous, and I kind of begged her to be doing live art at our show. She doesn't always do live. And she's a teacher at a high school in Holland, and she also has gorgeous work. And so she's going to paint during the night, and then we're going to give one person who's attending the piece of art. I know.
That's worth attending.
Exactly.
How about that chef demo, Justin Bowden?
Yeah, Justin Bowden with Justin Joy. He also has Justin Joy Bakery, so there'll be some cookies from Justin Bowden in the swag bag, and then he's doing two dishes as part of a live demo, a kale and coconut stir fry and a Thai noodle salad. So he'll do the demonstration. He'll also be available to talk about his service, which is a personal chef service to help families or individuals who need help with meal prep.
I'm going through my swag bag here. Is this like your business card
on
top of some like cocktail napkins?
Yeah, I gave her some cocktail napkins, and I also gave her some cocktail straws because all my drink recipes are in rocks glasses, and they don't ever have the right size straws. So I gave you rocks glass straws. Yes.
Rocks glass straws, because highball glasses shouldn't have all the fun.
Yeah.
See? And this is stuff that you... this is your business.
I don't sell those things, but I usually just get involved with nonprofits and give stuff away. Yeah, I love it.
And obviously, some of this will be in the those who come, their swag bags.
Actually, the printmobile will be at our event. The printmobile is a whole bunch of entrepreneurs that print on site. They're going to print some bags just for us, and everyone will take their swag home in that bag.
Lakeshore Folk Fest, again, talking about this opportunity to get to know Local First, those who believe in Local First, and I have a feeling have a pretty darn good time Thursday, September 20th, starting at 6:30, Warehouse 6, speaking with membership coordinator for Local First Lakeshore, Shannon Garrett, and Kate Bolt, owner and operator of Living Lark. So what is, in your words, what's the event intended to do?
The event really is intended to help show Local First to the Lakeshore and to introduce and celebrate some of our food and beverage vendors that are members. Local First is a membership organization, so locally owned businesses can join, and we do a lot of work with member-to-member connections, but we also have this public-facing aspect of Local First where we want to encourage people to consider the ownership and the local impact of the dollars that they're spending. So this is one way that we can celebrate that in a fun way, and everyone has a good time. And just the sense of community that we have along the lakeshore between Saugatuck, Holland, Grand Haven, Zeeland, all these places where we can really celebrate the fact that we have these businesses that are working there locally, they're community-minded, and we have a good time.
Yes. And again, proceeds benefit, I understand, the Local First Educational Foundation.
Yep. And the Educational Foundation is part of our public promotion for locally owned businesses, where we can help educate the public about what that means when you spend your dollars locally. Because we really think that that human scale relationship is important. And, you know, Shelley, from our past conversations, that I'm very civically engaged, that my work is around getting people to run for office, but also be engaged in the local government. And one of the things that I really like about Local First is that civic engagement also includes spending your dollars locally and paying attention to who has the jobs, who is reinvesting in the community. That's not to say that businesses that aren't headquartered here don't do that, but it's important when we think about our neighbors and promoting their businesses and helping to support each other.
Awesome. Again, thinking back to the event with a couple minutes left, Kate, is parking easy for me here?
We're going to have valet parking. Whoa. So it's much easier that way. We're going to have valet, so at your service valet, so you don't have to figure out where in Holland to park. And it's kind of, it's 6th Street is right by, I always say, the old Ready Whip Factory in Freedom Village, and you won't have to worry about parking. You just pull up.
Does one have to be a member to attend? Or
no, anyone can attend.
Future members can attend?
We love it that our members can attend and celebrate together, but we just want people in Holland to know that Local First exists and that we can really support our local vendors.
Yeah. You've got Saunders Family Bakery, so there's going to be some nasty desserts there.
There are going to be amazing desserts. Saunders will bring desserts, and Lamangelo's will bring some vegan and gluten-free desserts. Coppercraft Distillery is making food as well as beverages. And Festini's of Holland is making a goat cheese stuffed tomato. So many good things.
Yes. And the signature cocktail again by you, right?
Yeah. I'm doing one together with Coppercraft. It's an autumn mule. We're making a simple spice of cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, and allspice. And then add some lemon juice and applejack brandy. Not brandy, is it whiskey? It's Applejack. Coppercraft Applejack.
Whatever.
And, pour it into a mule cup, ice, ginger beer, garnished with an apple wedge. So, I'll make a gallon size on my website, and they'll make that at the event. So fun.
I may have asked this. Is this a first annual, a third annual? Do we know? I mean, has this happened on the Lakeshore prior?
This has happened on the Lakeshore for a few years. Traditionally, the last couple of years, it was at Coppercraft Distillery, and we thought that we would move it around a little bit and help expose some of the other members, like Warehouse and Sentawani. So we do it here on the Lakeshore in Holland right now. We also, Local First, does a Fork Fest in Grand Rapids. That'll be coming up in October.
Mm. Until then, if you're ready to go and you can't wait till October, of course, maybe you'll do both. I would. Yeah. Thursday, September 20th is your day. Final words from you, Kate Bolt, owner and operator of Living Lark.
I feel like there's a few people that'll be there that are kind of new to the scene. Patty Vasquez making amazing tacos, and Saunders, New Holland Brewery, is making lamb meatballs. It's going to be such a good event. Warehouse 6, 6:30 to 9. There's still a few tickets left, so snag those as soon as you can.
Who will that be? All right, and we find out more about Living Lark, how?
You can go to livinglark.com, and I'm always updating things on my blog and new drink recipes. I do healthy food all week and larks on the weekend. I feel like there's been a lot more larks lately. A lot of going and splurging. But I've got everything on there. So livinglark.com. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shannon Garrett, your final word as Local First Lakeshore Membership Coordinator.
Yeah, I invite everyone to come out and join this party. It's going to be a real exciting event celebrating our locally owned food and beverage purveyors. And if you would like more information, come to localfirst.com. That's localfirst.com. You can find out about our Fork Fest event in Holland, as well as peruse our online directory to find locally owned businesses for the various things that you're looking for.
Great. Good things happening under the umbrella of Local First. Thank you. Have fun on the 20th.
Thank you.